And now, the news. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday the U.S. will position about 250 tanks and other equipment in Eastern and Central Europe. The move is meant to reassure NATO allies after threats from Russia and terrorist groups. Mr. Carter said the Baltic states, Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, as well as Bulgaria, Romania, and Poland, agreed to store some of the military equipment. Some of the equipment would also be placed in Germany. The amount of equipment to be stored in each country would be enough to supply between 150 and 750 soldiers. Kurdish-led forces in Syria have captured a town once held by the Islamic State group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Tuesday that Islamic State fighters have completely withdrawn from Anissa. Kurdish fighters seized the town hours after the Kurds captured an important military base in northern Syria from Islamic State militants. The United States Senate voted Tuesday to once again advance legislation permitting the approval of two trade agreements involving the Atlantic and the Pacific. The 60-37 vote renews President Barack Obama's trade policy. 13 pro-trade Democrats joined with Republicans to support the bill. Earlier this month, the U.S. House of Representatives voted against trade promotion authority, which would permit the president to fast-track trade legislation. The United Nations officially opened a new office in Seoul Tuesday to document human rights abuses in North Korea. The UN has been trying to increase pressure on North Korea's president, Kim Jong-un, to end human rights violations that it calls without parallel in the contemporary world. Investigators working in the UN Human Rights Field Office in Seoul will document cases of abuse inside North Korea for possible legal action in the future. Words in the news. Reassure, verb, to make someone feel less afraid, upset, or doubtful. Advance, verb, to move forward. Parallel, noun, something that is equal or similar,